Parshas Nasai, we are usually visited by Parshas Nasai after Shavuos. This year we get to read it before, the Shabbos before. Parshas Nasai is the longest parsha in Chumash. The famous riddle that everyone asks, what do Parshas Nasai and Maseches Bava Basra and Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes of Tehillim have in common is that they all have 176 Nasai Psukim and Kuf Yud Tes Psukim and Bava Basra Blat. So Nasai is the longest parasha, Tehillim Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes is the longest kapitel, and Maseches Bava Basra is the longest Masechet. The word to remember how many psukim this parasha has is the word Aminadav. They give actually two simanim, but we'll discuss this, the second one. Aminadav. Aminadav is equal to 176, which is how many psukim Parshas Nasai has. So, of course, what does Aminadav have to do with that? Yes, Aminadav is mentioned in this parasha, Nachshon ben Aminadav. He was mentioned last week too in Parshas Ba'amidbar, and will be mentioned again in Parshas Ba'aloysa. 3 weeks in a row, we mention Nachshon ben Aminadav, who's a very integral, very important character, figure these days, because he is the grandfather of Boaz. He is the grandfather of David and of Mashiach, as we read at the end of Rus, where the Torah tells us the lineage, the genealogy, beginning with Peretz. Ve'ela told us Peretz. Peretz had Ram, Aminadav, Nachshon, Salmon, Boaz, Oved, Yishai, David. But Yishai heilad as David, the last pasuk of Rus. We know that the parsha that we read always at a given time has to do with that time. We mention that all the time. The Chiddushei Harim writes that the fact that Parshas Nasai has the most psukim and it also has the longest medrash and the longest zayar, he said, is not accidental because it always fell out Shavuos time, so that's why there was so much Chiddushei Torah, both Nigla and Nistar, around the Yom Tov of Shavuos, as we see in the Midrashim on Parshas Nasai and in the zayar of Parshas Nasai. What though does the name of the parsha, which is Nasai, have to do with Shavuos? Nasai means, besides count, like Kisisa es Rosh, another parasha that has a similar name, Nasai also means uplift, Nesias Rosh, Nasai es Rosh b'nei Gersha and Gamhein, the Pasuk says, that they also should be counted like Kohos, as we learned at the end of Parashas Bamidbar, where the Torah tells us that the Kohosin were counted from the age of 30 and 50, and their job is to carry the holiest utensils in the Mishkan. Here we talk about Gershon, although he was older, but he wasn't on the same level of Torah scholarship as Kohos. So that's why he's mentioned second. The Medrash brings from here we learn out that Torah supersedes even the Bechayra. Nasi Esrej B'nei Gershon Gamheim. From here you see Yukarahim Ipninim, not only from Kahuna, but even from the Bechayra, because Gershon is mentioned second, although he's the oldest. This is also a message concerning Matan Torah. Gershon is also counted here, and then Merari. And Rashi says, just like I commanded you about the B'nai Kohos, to see how many of them are of age to serve, so too you shall count the Rosh of the B'nai Gershon. Gamheim, like they too. They shouldn't miss out. They should also be counted. They should also be uplifted. So what's the message, B'negeya to Yom Tov Shavuos? If anything, we should be talking about the B'nai Kohos now. We should be talking about the Talmidei Chachamim, the Kohos. They were the Talmidei Chachamim. That's why they were counted first. And yet, as we get ready for Shavuos, we're learning the parasha that talks about the uplifting of the B'nai Gershon, Gamheim, although they're not on the same level. In fact, Gershon means Migrushim, as all the Svarim, Nesiv Shalom has a long piece on it this week, that Kohos, they're the highest level Jews, and the B'nai Gershon are the Megurashim, sort of the outcasts somewhat, not always in the Beis Medrash, and then Merari even less, Merari from the Lashon Merira's bitterness. So Bamidbar mentions only Kohos. This parasha mentions Gershon and Merari at the beginning, that they too also join, and they also count, and they also have a job, and that's the parasha that we read in the vicinity of Shavuos. So what is the connection to Shavuos? Well, the message should be pure Torah, unadulterated, pure Torah, Talmid HaChachamim, B'nai Kahas, and yet we're talking now about the B'nai Gershon Gam Haim and the B'nai Merari. And then again, Ufkudei B'nai Gershon as we move on. The parsha ends with the laning of Chanukah, from Chamishi till the end of Nasa, including the beginning of Bahaloscha, and this year, Shavuos falls out in the week of Parshas Bahaloscha. So we read that which we read on Chanukah, and that is the Chanukas HaMishkan, the Chanukas HaMizbeach, where the 12 Nesiei Yisrael, also from the word Nasa, Nesius, each of them on its own day, the first 12 days of Nisan, sacrificed a certain number of donated offerings. That they did this as part of the chinuch of the Chanukah, of the Mishkan, of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Mizbeach. And the Torah enumerates and says the same thing over and over again 12 times. All the Midrashim ask this why. In fact, the Midrash says that although it says it 12 times, but all the Kavanas were different. Over and over again, when the Torah could have just simply said, and after talking about the first Nasi, that the second one did the same, and the third did the same, we find the Torah is always Makatzer. We find that when it comes to very, very difficult halachas, we only find an extra letter, we learn it out from a tag, and here the Torah goes out of its way to say the same thing over and over and over again, that it's not even the Gale of Mice anymore, it was only something which happened 3,000 years ago, it was only a Hiras Shah. From here, the Svarim say we see the chavivus that Hashem had for the Mishkan, which the Mishkan was the reunification, the reunion when Klal Yisrael rejoined with Hashem after Chetah Egel. Also, the Nesiva Shalom mentions in this parasha that here we also see this parasha has all the Shvatim in it. Everyone is here this week. Everyone's united. Every Shevet is represented by his Nasi, and each of them are count, each of them are mentioned with all their detailed offerings again and again and again, 12 times to show that in Hashem's eyes there is absolutely no difference between Yehuda, Dan, Reuven, Shimon, let all the Shvatim are the same in Hashem's eyes, which is the message that we learn when we come to Har Sinai, which is this coming Friday, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahor, Ke'ish Echad, Belev Echad. So the parasha ends talking about the Hakravas HaNesiyim, and all the way at the end, the last pasuk, Uvavoy Moshe, Eloyel Moed, Moshe comes into the Mishkan, the Dabari, and he hears the Koyel Midabari Elov, Me'al HaKapayrus, Asher Alarin Ho'ed, Ve'ben Shnei Akruvim, Ve'yadabari Elov. That's how the parasha ends. That's the 176th pasuk of the parasha. We also have the Minhag to lane Rus on Shavuos. Rus is read on Shavuos. Why do we read Rus on Shavuos? We read Rus on Shavuos for many reasons. One is because it's the Leida, it's the birth of David HaMelech, it's the Yahrzeit of David HaMelech. V'yishai hoiler as David. But what's David HaMelech have to do with Shavuos? What's the kind? David is Melech, Malchus. Tonight we start the seventh week of Sfira, the week of Malchus. The last Sfira is Malchus Sheba Malchus. Nasai also is connected to Malchus. Nesius is Malchus, the Nasi, the Melech. Asher Nasi Yechta, Nasi is the Melech. But why Shavuos? What's the connection? Shavuos L'Chaira is the Yom Tov of Kabbalah's HaTorah. Torah has nothing to do with Malchus L'Chaira. In fact, we're going to read this week in Pirkei Avos, Gedoyla Torah Yoysim in HaKahuna min HaMalchus. Torah is greater than Kahuna, it's greater than Malchus. So what's the message that this is the Leida and the Yahrzeit of David HaMelech on Shavuos? And the whole story of Rus, where Rus comes from, is Day Mayav. Rus originates from the field of Mayav. Rus is a descendant of the two daughters of Light. In fact, the Al-Shech HaKadosh brings down the Mefarshim on Rus that she was a Gilgal of the older daughter. Rus is the Bechira. Batovei HaBechira. Atashkena shtei b'nois loytas avihen yayin balayla hu. That, from that comes Mayav, from that comes Rus, from that comes David, from that comes Mashiach. And what the b'nois loyt do, which is an act which seems to be a lack of tznius, and Rus does the same with Boaz, and Tamar the same with Yehuda. This is all preparation for Mashiach, which had to be brought about in a concealed fashion, in a concealed manner, done in a way that even the Satan will never dream that from such a family, from such a union, Mashiach can come out of, as all this Svarim discuss. So what's the connection to Shavuos, though? What does that have to do with Shavuos? If anything, maybe Pesach, the Yom Tov of Geula. Shavuos is Matan Torah, that's the main topic of the Yom Tov. Or maybe not. Last week, we read Bamidbar, and Bamidbar is the parasha read right before Nasai. And last week we discussed the message of Bamidbar is that a person has to be humble, like a desert. And actually, in this week's Pirkei Avos, we read, Ein lecha ben chayrin ala misha oisek b'talmud Torah. V'chol misha oisek b'talmud Torah harei zem mis'ale. That whoever learns Torah becomes elevated. He brings a pasuk here, shenemar, pasuk in Chukas, umimatona nachali'el, uminachali'el bomois. Now, Raisa doesn't elaborate. If you look at that pasuk and on Chazal in other places, if you look at that pasuk there in Parshas Chukas, you will see that the pasuk says before this pasuk that's quoted here in Pirkei Avos, which was always read the last week of the Sfira, the last Shabbos of the Sfira is the sixth Perek Kinyan Torah. So here we read, Oz Yashir Yisrael es Hashira Hazois. They're talking about the Be'er. And then the pasuk says, Umi Midbar Matana, Umi Matana Nachaliel, Umi Nachaliel Bamois, Umi Bamois Hagai Asher Bizdei Moyav. So Chazal tell us, Midbar Matana, someone who, Misha Mesim es Atzmoy Kam Midbar, someone who conducts himself like a desert, like a wilderness, meaning he's so humble, he considers himself nothing. Matana, he will merit to receive the Torah as a gift. Umi matana nachaliel, it'll become his inheritance. Umi nachaliel bamois. Bamois means on high. He will go up. He will be uplifted. The Ramban in his famous Igeres discussing the trait of humility and the negative trait of gaiva, of arrogance. So he in his Igeres, he in one part there, he says Hashem is magvi ashfalim, mashpil geyim. We say this in davening. Also makes a point in the Igeres to his son that he wrote about this concept. The more one humbles himself, the more elevated he becomes. Torah elevates someone, yes, if it's with humility. If it's Torah without humility, that's not what we're talking about. It's Torah with humility. Such a person is zoicha to become this Allah. Now, that's the connection. Bamidbar, Nasai. After Bamidbar comes Nasai. Nasai means uplifting. When a person is humble, like a Midbar, he becomes uplifted. Nasai, Nasius Rosh. In fact, the first brisa, it's really a brisa of this week's perek, says that. It says here, Umegadaltoi Umeroimamtoi al Kolamas. Umeroimamtoi, it uplifts, it elevates him. But before that, Umalbashtoi Anova Viyira. First, it garbs him with humility and fear, and then he is Nis'ala. The Gemara tells us in Psachim, it's a famous Gemara, in Dafsama Chesom and Beis, where the Gemara discusses that you have to eat and drink and feast on Shavuos. Not only learn on Shavuos, but you have to eat, the body has to enjoy the Yom Tov too. Hakol Moedim Ba'atzeres Debeina Nami Lochem. Everyone admits that on Shavuos you have to celebrate with the body. The body also has to enjoy, meaning that the body also has to accept the Torah. And the Gemara says here that Rav Yosef said, "If not for this day, Ilav Hayoyma the Kogorim Kama Yosef Ika Beshuk. If not for this day, there'd be a lot of Yosefs walking around the street." You know, I am Rav Yosef because of the Torah that we received on Har Sinai. So that's what makes me great. Notice he says the greatness that he has is because of the Torah, not because of him. So Rashi says here, Shelamadati Torah v'nisroimamti. Again, the word hisroimimus, as the Brisa says here in Pirkei Avos, which we're going to read this Shabbos, the last Shabbos of the Sfira, the week of Malchus. Based on this pasuk, umi midbar matana, umi matana nachaliel, minachaliel, bamais. But what comes after that? Umi bamois hagai asher bisdei moyav. So you have Bamidbar, you have bamois, which is Nasai, and then comes Sdei Moyav. Sdei Moyav is the story of Rus. That's the Geula. That's the ultimate Geula originates in Stei Mayav. Stei Mayav is Begematria Mashiach. Stei with a Hey. A few times in Rus it says Stei with a Hey, and some places it says Stei with a Yud. So Stei Mayav is Begematria Mashiach exactly. That's where Mashiach originates from. Now, where were they going? Where was Rus and her family, and Naomi, her mother-in-law, or whatever she was to her really, but yes, she's considered her mother-in-law, as I mentioned last week. Where were they going? They were going from Stei Mayav, and they're going to Beis Lechem Yehuda. They're going to Beis Lechem. And that's where Boaz encounters Rus. V'hinei Boaz bo mi Beis Lechem, where Boaz was Mechadesh, as the Bach in his Perush on Rus brings the Medrash, that's where Boaz was Mechadesh, the halacha of Mayavi Veloi Mayavis, and therefore a Jewish man may marry a convert, a female convert from Moya, which was a chiddush. It was a tremendous novelty. Most of the Gedolim at that time did not agree with that. He was considered controversial, Boaz. In fact, his own uncle, Pliny Almoini, whose name was Toiv, would not marry Rus because he was of the opinion you're not allowed to marry a Moyavis, and that was the opinion of Doeg Ha'adoimi, and that's why later on when David kills Goliath, Shaul asks, who is he? And Doeg says, what do you want to know? If he's fit to become a king? Who says he's even Jewish? You know where he comes from? They held, many of the Chachamim held, that Rus was Osir Lovay Bakol, which is why Shmuel Hanavi, whose yard site is tonight, Shmuel Hanavi, his yard site is Chof Ches Iyar, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Hilchos Tainis. So Shmuel Hanavi wrote Sefer Rus to validate and to solidify the opinion of Boaz and of the Chachamim that Rus is permitted Lovay Bakol. And from her, of course, comes David, comes Mashiach. Mashiach originates in Beis Lechem. That's why Lahavdil Elef Havdolois. And it's interesting that this week, the Avi Avos HaTuma was there in Beis Lechem. If anyone's following the news. Right before Shavuos. In Beis Lechem, Yehuda, when we're waiting for Mashiach to come, the true Mashiach, who originates in Beis Lechem, yes, not that he was born in Beis Lechem like they say, that's not what it says. You look in the Pesukim in Micha, no one ever said that he has to be born in Beis Lechem. But the origin is Beis Lechem, because that's where the story with Rus takes place, that's where Boaz is from, and that's where Rachel is buried, and that's where the Nevuah of Yirmiyah, where Rachel cries out and says, Yesh tikva la'acharisa, v'shavu bonim l'gvulam, is Beis Lechem. V'shavu banim l'gvulam. Rus experiences v'shavu banim l'gvulam. She comes back. She goes back to her source, to her root. She's a nitzitz kadosh. She's a holy spark. In her is the spark of the geula. In her is the spark of Mashiach. And she unites with Boaz. And from there comes Oyved, who is the Gilgal of Machloin, as the Al Shachar Kadosh brings down. That the Rus is the site of Yibam. The whole story of Rus also talks about the site of Yibam. Yibam is the tikkun of neshamais. That neshamais that seem to have been lost and that there is no tikkun for them have a tikkun. Machlein is the example. Machlein from the word mechila, as the Medrash says. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, the longest Masechta of Shas, 176 daf, on daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis, Tzadik Aleph Amid Aleph, Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara talks about the whole Rus story, and talks about Machlin and Kilion. The other Gemara says it's Machlaikas, what their real names were. One opinion is their real name was Yoyosh and Sorov, and one opinion is their real name was Machlin and Kilion. One opinion is they were called Yoyosh and it's Yoashu min HaGeula, because they gave up, they didn't believe anymore that they'll be redeemed. And Sorov, that they were Chayiv Sreifa. The other opinion is, no, their real name was Yoyosh and Sarath. Why are they called Machloin? Machloin she'asu gufan chulin. And Kilioin she'nischayivu kloya lamokoin. The Medrash, however, says Machloin miloshen machala. That it was a machala. And Kilioin was kiloyoin. Now here, the Gemara, this is interesting, this is a Gemara in Baba Basra, in Nigla the Torah, in a Masechta that's learned in all the yeshivas. Yet, if anyone learned that Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis and Baba Batza, you find in a few words, lines that are elaborated in Kabbalah's form, the Chassidus's form, and in this form that talk about Rus, the Alshich, the Bach, Rav Shmuel the Yozid, the one who wrote the Medrash Shmuel on Pirkei Avos, has a parish called the Geres Shmuel on Rus, an amazing parish. They all quote, there's one little line here in the Gemara here, that Rus joins the Pasuk, he brings the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Rus joins, Rus Hamayavia Sheshava, she returned. That means, what do you mean she returned? She was never Jewish. She wasn't a Balas Tshuva. She returns because, as the Chidah says, it doesn't say Goish and his Gayer, it says Geir and his Gayer. Because a true convert really means he was always a Yid. He always had the Nitzitz that just had to be revealed. For some reason, he or she had to go through concealment during their lifetime until finally it's revealed who they really are. Zu Rus HaMe'avia Sheshava V'Nitbeka Beveis Lechem Yehuda. The Hadvarim Atikim. This is the Pasuk of Divrei Hayamim. These words are ancient. What does that mean, these words are ancient? Dvarim halalu atik yoimaya amoran. Atik yoimin is a lashon in Kabbalah. It's based on a pasuk in Daniel. These words were said by Hashem himself. Matzasi David. After Rashi brings here that machloin and kiliyoin should go out to chutzal oretz and through that bring Rus who marries Boaz and from there are born the Malchei Beis David from meitoy yatsu kivushim. This comes from Hashem himself. And it's hidden and it's concealed. This is the Gemara talk, Rashi, Gemara, and all the Kabbalah stuff and all that comes from here. So machloin lechayran kiliyoin. It seems from the Gemara also the lashon that the Gemara uses in the Midrashim is that they're gone. I mean, they married goyim lechayra. Most of the Midrashim say they were magaya them. They just weren't magaya them kahalof. And then later it was nizgala that Rus at least was a geiris. She meant it, so she's considered a geiris the whole time. She's called Aishas Machlein, as we mentioned last week. Kilian is a question. So, but what we see from here, though, is that Hadvarim Atikim, it was a plan. It was part of Hashem's divine plan to bring Rus to Beis Lechem, to join with Boaz. So from there comes David. From there, and who's David? David Malka Mashiacha. David wrote Tehillim. Who did David write Tehillim for? David wrote Tehillim for every Yid till today and on until Mashiach comes. Every person's tzara is in Sefer Tehillim. Every private tzara, every public tzara, every generation is in Sefer Tehillim, including our generation, especially our generation. Tehillim is Begematria Hadoyer HaAcharon. Tehillim is specifically for the last generation, our generation. Tehillim, which David wrote, whose yahrzeit is on Shavuos, is a tikkun for every yid. You see, David goes through all different situations in his own private life. And he's besakin all the Eden. The last pasuk of Kapitel Kuf Yutes, which is the 176th pasuk of the longest kapitel in Tehillim, is Ta'isi Kiseh Oyved Bakei Shavdecha. David HaMelech is saying, I am lost like a lost, I have strayed like a lost sheep. Ta'isi Kiseh Oyved. It's the last of the letter Tuf of Kapitel Kuf Yutes, which incidentally, this kapitel talks about the milus of Torah. That's what Kapitel Kuf Yutes is about. Most of it, Mahafti Soira Secha Kol Hayom Yisichasi, is in Kapitel Kuf Yutes. The last pasuk, though, is Ta'isi Kiseh Oyved. Bakesh Avdecha. Search your servant, even if he's lost. These three words, Ta'isi Kiseh Oyved, is Begematria Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hohor. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hohor. When all the Jews are together, every Yid is there, every Yid, even the lost, furthest Jew, joins together with Klal Yisrael, because as we know, every Yid was by Matan Torah. There was no Neshama that wasn't there. Even the Neshamas of the Gerim were there. David, in his Tehillim and Bechlal, his Avayda, because he was the Melech has to be concerned for the entire Am, not just for one group. The Melech is for everyone. The Melech, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, is the lev, the heart of the entire Jewish people. So David HaMelech is misaking the entire Klal Yisrael. Now it's interesting, we call this Yom Tov Atzeres. The Gemara calls it Atzeres. It's not called Atzeres in Chumash. What does Atzeres mean? There are different interpretations of what Atzeres means. One interpretation of Atzeres is a word in this week's Haftorah. This week's Haftorah is the Haftorah of Shimshon, another controversial individual, L'cha'ayra, who also married non-Jews, like Machlen and Kilian, L'cha'ayra. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah. The Rambam says that definitely he was Megayah them. But we learn in the Pesukim, you read, he married from the Benois Plishtim, he married Delilah, Delilah, he married the Isha Zayna from Nachal Soirek. Look at the Pesukim and Shaiftim, but Shimshon is equated to David HaMelech. Don Yodin Amay Ka'achat Shifta Yisrael, Rashi says that Shimshon was like David. Not only that, but again, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Tzadik Aleph Amar Aleph, Bongus Masech Dein Shas, the Gemara tells us here that Manoach, who was Shimshon's father, who's mentioned in the Haftarah this week, had no children. Boaz had 60 children. He lost all of them. He lost all of them. Because he said, he didn't invite Manoach to the Chasna. That's the whole Gemara here in Bava Basra Tzadik Aleph. He was punished. So the Gemara tells us here that he had a child that was equal to the 60 children that he lost. Who's the child? Bepashtus, that's Oyved. Oyved, because the Boaz lost all his children, so they only had Oyved. And Oyved, from Oyved comes David, who's equal to the 60 that he lost. That's one pshat in Rashi. The other pshat in Rashi is, no, talking about Shimshon. That Shimshon, the son of Manoach, was equal to the 60 children that Boaz lost. The Gemara discusses here in Tzadik Aleph and Bava Basra. So we see here, the Gemara equates David to Shimshon. What's the connection between the two of them? David is misaken all of Klal Yisrael, even the lowest levels. So was Shimshon. What was Shimshon doing among the Plishtim? Vayered Shimshon Timnasa. Shimshon went down into the Klipos, down into the Tumah, to bring out the sparks of Kedusha, which as the Rav Tzadok HaKohen in his famous Resisei Laila and in other places, Rav Tzadok is known, he's the famous piece that he wrote about Shimshon. Amazing work where he elaborates on the greatness of Shimshon, how what a tzaddik Shimshon was. In fact, Yaakov Avinu thought that Shimshon was Mashiach, because that's what Mashiach is going to do. He's going to be able to go down into the dumps to bring everyone out and to be massacring the entire Klal Yisrael. That's what Shimshon does. But what does that have to do with Shavuos again? Why Shavuos? Yes, on Shavuos we receive the Torah, and we count for Kabbalah's HaTorah, and we stay up at night, and we learn, or say Tikkun, whatever your minhag is. But there's also another part of Shavuos. Shavuos is a regel, Shavuos is a Yom Tov. We mentioned many times why it's called regel, Aliyah leregel. Every Yom Tov is a time where even the regel, the lowest levels, those are the reglayim, the feet, have an Aliyah. Nosay es roish b'nei gershon gam hein. They too, even the b'nei gershon who are migurashim, who are sort of outcasted, and they don't always join, on the Sias Rosh for them also, and for the B'nai Merari. That Shimshon goes down, so did Yehuda, Vayered Yehuda Me'ez Echov, and so does Rus, Vatered HaGoyren. So she went down, she did an illicit act. She did something that was not really considered a modest act. I mean, she was told to do it. That's what Naomi told her. Naomi wanted her to put on perfume and get makeup even before she went down. She didn't do that. She first waited until she came down, as the pasuk says. But l'chayra, a woman to go after a man the way she did it, it's a good thing she did it when she did it, because the next day, the next few days, and then he was nifter already. So it was just in time. But somehow this is how it had to be. So it was a yerida l'tzayrach aliyah, v'teyred agayren, v'yered Yehuda, v'yered Shimshon Timnasa. That's the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov, as we spoke about Chanukah many times, when we go down below 10 Tefachim. You have to light the Nair below 10, on the left side, outside, so that those Neshamas that have fallen, that are on the left, or on below 10, they're on the out, they also can come back in. Now, so, Shavuos is called Atzeres. Atzeres means many things. One of the meanings of Atzeres is to invite someone in. To bring someone in. The Malach, when he appears to Manoach, Manoach didn't know yet who it was, so Manoach says here, the Malach actually says to Manoach, Im tatsireini loy oichal lachmech. And Manoach says to the Malach, Natsira no oisach. We will invite you into the house. So the word Natsira, and then Malach says, Al tatsireini, is from the word Atzeres, Ayin Tzadik Resh. In fact, Rashi and Chumash says that Atzeres means Knufya Shel Maichel. It's a gathering of food, feasting, eating. You invite people to eat. In fact, on Shavuos, that's what you're supposed to do. It's interesting. From all the Yomim Tovim, Rashi brings down, Dafka by the Yom Tov of Shavuos, if you are Mesameach, my four, which is the Ani and the Ger, the Yosem and the Almana, I'll be Mesameach, your. Arba'a Sheli, Kenegat Arba'a Shelcha. Where is this talking about? Atzeres Lashem Aleikecha. Rashi brings here, Lashem Natsra No'eischa, the Pasuk and Shoiftim by Shimshon. But when it talks about Shavuos, it talks here about v'samachtel of Hashem alakach ato v'incha v'itecha v'avdecha v'amoschav v'alevi, all the everyone v'hager v'hayosav, all the downtrodden people, bring them into your house. What does it have to do with Shavuos again? Shavuos is the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satayra. We're inviting people into the house. It's a nice thing to do. What does that do with Pesach? I can call the chvin yaisav v'yechol on Pesach. Sukkos, Shavuos. We should be busy learning, not inviting people into the house to eat and feast. What's going on here? So obviously there is something else on Shavuos. Yes, Shavuos is Kabbalah's HaTorah. But every year, we commit ourselves again to the Torah, and every year, we have another opportunity to be Masakin ourselves. With the Kayach of Torah, if a person is willing to connect himself to Torah, to truly connect himself to Torah, he is Eichet to a Tikkun. Yerushalmi says, Baal Turim brings it down, that by Shavuos, it doesn't say the word Chatos. By all the Karbanos, it says a goat for a sin offering. So there is a sin offering that's brought on Shavuos. Yes, but the Torah doesn't call it a chatas. So the Baal HaTurim says, he quotes this Yerushalmi, that the reason why he doesn't say chatas on Shavuos, because shenitena by Torah, shemechaperes aloi medeha. The Torah atones for those who learn it. The Torah is mechaper. So there's no chatas, there's no sin. It's like Yom Kippur in that respect. In fact, Yom Kippur is called the chasana of the Jewish people. Shavuos is definitely the chasana of the Jewish people. What happens when someone gets married? His sins are forgiven. A person gets married. Nimchalu avayin Esav. That's why Esav's wife was called Machalas. Even Esav. She was called Machalas because Nimchalu avayin Esav or avayin Esav. Two girsos. Esav harosha. What Chazal teaches to us by Esav, if anyone. That even someone who has as many averus as Esav. And he gets married. Imagine Esav the next day, he got them all back. But Pashtus, by a chasana, a person is totally forgiven. Matan Torah is a chasana. Shavuos is the first chasana. Yom Kippur is the second. And they're both Matan Torah. They're both Luchais. Shavuos is the Luchais Rishonais. Yom Kippur is the Luchais Shniais. Se'enu Urena Benois Siyon Damelach Shloimei Ba'atara She'itra Lo'imei B'yoim Chasu Nosoi. So Shavuos is a chasana. By a chasana, there's Mechila. Machloin has a tikkun. Machloin is Nisgalgel, he reincarnated in Oyved. Oyved is the son of Boaz and Rus. That's Machloin. That's why the Shechenos, the neighbors, said, Yulad Bein Lenomi. Naomi had a child. What child? Naomi didn't have a child. She couldn't even have any children anymore. She was too old. No, this is Naomi's child, because this is Machloin. It's the same neshama, with the side of Yibam. V'hikraftem mincha chadosha laHashem, which we say by Shavuos. Those four words, the Rosh HaTevis, is mem ches vav lamed, mochul. On Shavuos, we bring a new offering. Everyone is nischadesh. It's a Yom Tov of Chiddush. Uv'yayim ha'bikurim v'hakrivchem mincha chadosha laHashem. It's a new beginning. Shavuos is really the beginning of everything. Bereishis was because of Shavuos. The reason why Hashem created the world was because of Matan Torah, because of Yom HaBikurim. That's why it's the Reishis of the Bria, because until Klal Yisrael were makabel the Torah, the world wasn't definitely going to last, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Eretz Yorah v'Shakata, v'Tchila Yorah, v'Sarek Shakata. So, Bereishis b'Shvil HaTorah shenekras Reishis. Every year a Yid can experience Reishis and start over again with Matan Torah, and b'Zeichot to Mechilas Havoinas. Especially the last week of Sfira. The last week of Sfira corresponds to the last moments, the last generation, our generation. Those who say the Ana B'Koyach, which every day of Sfira corresponds to another word. The last word of Ana B'Koyach is Talumais. This week is Shabbosenu, Kabel, Ushmat, Hakoseinu, Yodea, Talumais. What is Talumais? Talumais means concealment, confusion. That's the last word, the last generation. Our generation is a generation of confusion. Talumais is begamatria, ikfis of the Mashiach. Our generation is a generation of talumais. It's the last day of the Sfira. Malchus sheba malchus kamat. It's all the way at the end. And then comes the great Yom Tov of Shavuos. Then comes the revelation. Then comes the Yovel. The Yovel is the 50th year, the 50th day. The Yovel is Rosh Hashanah, Beis Lechem Yehuda. That's why on Shavuos we bring Shtei Lechem. It's Shtei Lechem, Beis Lechem. Beis Lechem in Rus, Shtei Lechem, the two loaves which should connect Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh, the Mavur and the Svarim. The point of all of this is that Shavuos is a time that all of us can start again and everyone has a tikkun. It's a different twist in the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov, besides being a Yom Tov of commitment to Torah and learning Torah and all, that's a Yom Tov in which there's a tikkun for every Yid. For Machlein, and perhaps even for Kilyain, as many say, and for any Yid who wants to connect, as the Kashan Tzimagat said, Ad mimachras ha-Shabbos ha-Shvias tisperu chamishim. Even until the last day, you can still count, not halachically, but it means until the last day, until the last moment, there's still a tikkun for a Yid, no matter where we're holding. Nosei Esrosh b'nei Gershon, gam heim, they also. The last week of Svira are the last words of the Mizmor L'Amenatzeach b'Neginos, for those who say it. Even if you don't say it, nothing wrong with hearing it. Yivarcheinu Elokim v'yiru oisei kol afsei oretz. Yivarcheinu Elokim v'yiru oisei kol afsei oretz. Those are the seven words corresponding to the last 7 days of the Svira. Those words are b'gematria toshuvu ish el achuzasei. That's Yovel. Now is the time to come back, to go back to our roots. The Yovel is the ram's horn. When do they blow the ram's horn? On Shavuos. Shavuos is the Yom Tov of Yovel. B'msheich ha-Yovel hemayalu ba'or v'kol shofar chazak ma'od. At that time, it was the first event where the Jewish people become a nation. They're being given the Torah for the first time. But what's it every year? We got the Torah already. So what are we? We're counting down for what? But different. The Svarim say to recommitment. It's also every year. It's another opportunity. It's another chance to be zoicha to this concept of yoiva, where everyone comes back. Krosem deroyer ba'aretz l'chol yoshevah. In a yoival year, all the slaves go free, even the lowest slaves that are with their ear pierced. They don't want to go away from their master. They go free. All fields return to their owners. That means every year, even the B'nai Gershon and Merari and all the lowest levels, everyone comes back. And sometimes tzaddikim went down into the depths in order to bring those neshamas back, like Shimshon. That's the connection. We're reading about Shimshon now, right before Shavuos. Shimshon equated to David HaMelech. Vayered Shimshon Timnasa. Shavuos and Chanukah are of the same ilk, if you could use that word. Chanukah is in the third month of the year, Kislev, from Tishrei. Shavuos is the third month from Nisan. Kislev is Begematria Sivan. In Kislev, you have Chanukah, you eat dairy. On Shavuos, and Sivan, you have Shavuos. We also eat dairy. What's this about eating dairy? So as far as I'm saying, it's hinted in the word Chadosh Allah Hashem b'shavu Eisechem, which is Rosh Hashanah Ches Lamed Beis. What is it? What's milk? Milk comes from something which is prohibited. Milk was once blood. Dam Nekar v'Nasa Cholov. Blood rots, decomposes, and it turns into milk. See, something, dam, which is a dover osur, dam is something which is prohibited, is Nekar v'Nasa Cholov. It becomes milk, which becomes permitted. A dover osur becomes mutter. The same thing with Rus. Rus was Osir. Told the story of Rus. Rus was Osir Lavoi Bakosh. He was not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Came Boaz with his Chedushei Torah. He was Mechadish with Torah Shebaal Peh. That Mayavi, Vilay Mayavis, and Rus is permitted to enter the Klal Yisrael. Meaning, what's the idea? The Torah can release us from bondage. Something which is Osir means it's in bondage. It's incarcerated. Matir Asurim, right? Matir Asurim is that those who are in jail, those who are incarcerated, are released. The Torah has the ability to release everyone from their spiritual bondage. Like it has the ability to permit milk that was once blood, or Rus who was Asur, she becomes Mutter. The Torah doesn't only Asur, the Torah also is Matir. Kaychad Torah Adiv. The idea is that Torah can release every single one of us from our person, from our mitzorim u'gevulim, from our constraints. That every Yid who connects himself, it's the last week of the sphere, corresponding to the lowest levels, could still have a tikkun and can come back. And that's the name of the parasha, Nosoi. It's a very uplifting parasha. It's a parasha that uplifts everyone. Every Yid is in parashas Nosoi, because all the Shvatim are here. All the Nasiyim are here. Everyone is very well represented. From the lowest, from the highest of the lowest. Now, who is mentioned in this parasha? As mentioned before, Nachshon ben Aminadav. Nachshon, which has the word Nunches Shin in his name, Nachash, Begumatria Mashiach. Nachshon Ben Aminadav jumps into the river, jumps into the Yamsuf, so his Mesiris Nefesh is why he's first. But he's first because he comes from Yehuda, and Yehuda is the Melech. Why does Yehuda the Melech? Because Yehuda cares about every Yid. Yehuda was the one who says, Anoichi E'er Venu Miyadi Tevakshenu. Yehuda was the one who went after Binyamin and promised Yaakov that if he doesn't bring Binyamin back, he's willing to give up his Olam Haba. What? That's unbelievable Mesiris Nefesh for a person to give up his Ruchni, is to give up his Olam Haba, just for another Jew, for another Yid. That's why he's chosen to be the Melech, and that's who Mashiach comes from, and that's who David HaMelech and Boaz and Oved all come from him. Aminadav. Aminadav means to donate for my people. That's what Aminadav means. To donate for my people. One who's willing to give up everything for his people, that's Nachshon. Nachshon was a Ben Aminadav. He was such a person. And therefore he's first. From him comes David. That's who David is. David donated everything for his people. David wrote Tehillim for Klal Yisrael. David gave everything over for Klal Yisrael. That's what a true Melech does. David Malka Mashiach. That's what Mashiach will do. And that's why the word to remember how many Psukim Parshas Nasai has is Aminadav. Parshas Nasai. Longest parasha means it has the most neshamas. A parasha contains letters, and every letter corresponds to another neshama. Yisrael is Yesh Shishim Ribay Oisyeis LaTorah. So this parasha has the most letters, the most psukim, meaning it has the most neshamas, the most group. Well, every group is in parasha. Everyone's here because it's the Shabbos before Shavuos. So sometimes the Shabbos after Shavuos, but this year it's the Shabbos before Shavuos. We're all here. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahar. Everyone is together, hopefully. And then that's the chus. We learn this parasha, parashas Nasai, right before Shavuos. We learn Perek Shishi of Pirkei Avos right before Shavuos, which has this message that Kol HaOisik B'Talmud Torah Mis'ala, that the Torah has the ability to elevate, to uplift. That's what Nasai means. We learn. This Shabbos is also Beis Sivan. Beis Sivan is the day. It falls out very well this year. Perfect timing. That parashas Nasai, which Nasai has mentioned before, means uplifting. Elevation, Miraimamta Yal Kol HaMasim, as the Brisim Pirkei Avos, as Rashi says in the Gemara Misachim, is the day of Yom HaMiyuchas. That's the day that we were elevated. That's the day that Hashem gave us a title, Beis Sivan. Beis Sivan is the day when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'atem tihiyu li mamleches kaihanim ve'goy kadosh. The greatest title that we ever receive as a nation, the greatest uplifting words. V'hi'isem li segula mikol ha'anim ki li kol ha'aret. This is, when was this said? Beis Sivan. That's this Shabbos. Parshas Nasai. So this Shabbos is the Shabbos prior to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The Shabbos itself, the name of the parasha, and what happened on Beis Sivan, and all the details of the parasha, all are to uplift us. And even if a person says, but I didn't really utilize my sphere properly, and it's already the last week, what can I really do? Comes Parshas Nasai and says, don't give up. There are a few days left. You could still accomplish. You could still learn from the messages of Sphira. You could still prepare for Matan Torah. You could still be part of Am Yisrael and part of the Torah. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe by Rosh HaKehilas Yaakov. The Torah doesn't belong just to one group, as maybe some think. The Torah belongs to everyone. Every Yid has a letter in the Torah. You don't have to belong to a certain type of yeshiva or chassidus or whatever group you are. No matter what, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe by Rosh HaKehilas Yaakov. It's a Mayrosh, it's a Yerusha, to every single Yid who wants. Obviously, you have to do something about it. You have to connect to it. You have to learn it. You have to be part of it. Yeah, but every Yid can. That's one of the reasons it was given in the Hefker. It's for everyone. It's ownerless. It doesn't belong to anyone. It belongs to everyone. Has a chalik in the Torah. But Parshas Nasai, the largest parasha. So everyone is here. Everyone's in this parasha. Parshas Nasai is koil all the shvatim together. Everyone, Gans Klal Yisrael, all of us should prepare. We mentioned already in the previous weeks what the Zohar HaKadosh says, that the Geula is supposed to happen on Shavuos. The Zohar says it straight out, that on Shavuos, Yifkun, B'Shavuos Yifkun Mi Galusa. B'Shavuos Yifkun Mi Galusa is B'Gematria Toshuvu Ish El Achuzasai. Shavuos is the Yovel. Shavuos is the 50th day. It's the day when everyone becomes free. Free from the Yetzer Hara. As we said in the Pirkei Avos, Cheirus, Choros, Haltikri Choros, Halacheirus. That's Geula. That's the Yovel. It makes sense too. that it's the day in which the first ram's horn was blown. It should be the day in which the second, there are two, there's the left and the right. The left was blown on Shavuos, and the right is the Shofar Gadol, Taka B'Shofar Gadol. Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol Ubo Ha'ovdim. That's the second Shofar, that's the Yovel that we're waiting for now. Ha Yovel. The right horn, the one that's going to bring all of Klal Yisrael back, that's also connected to Shavuos. If Shavuos is the day of the Yovel, that's where it started, that was the first Shofar that we ever heard, then it's also connected to the last. The Moshe was Goyal Rishon, who Goyal Acharon. So therefore, the connection to Shavuos, why we read Rus, is very clear now. Because Rus is the Sefer of Geula. Rus is the Leda of David. Shavuos, Matan Torah goes together hand in hand with the Geula. It's one unit. Why? The Rambam writes, what's Mashiach going to accomplish? Besides redeem us and take us out of Golus and bring us to Eretz Yisrael and build the Beis HaMikdash and everything is going to be great. V'chul. But what's he going to do? Restore the Torah. That's what he's going to do. Return every mitzvah we'll be able to fulfill in its completely. Sham nasa kemitzvas ritzoynecha. That's what Mashiach is all about. It's not about just having a king with a crown, walking around with a cape. That's not what it means, bringing back, restoring Am Yisrael to its original glory, which is connected to the Torah. All the mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Yovel, for example. Yovel itself, which has not been fulfilled since the time of the Bais Rishon. Since the Bnei Reuven and God went into Golus, there hasn't been a Yovel. Because Yovel requires that every Jew has to be in Eretz Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael have to be together. Kol Yosheveha Oleha. So that's why Yovel has not been, we haven't observed it for so long. That's one of the mitzvahs, together with Shemitah. The upcoming year is the Shemitah year, that Mashiach will restore. So his whole purpose and the goal is to bring a complete Torah back to Klal Yisrael, a complete Eretz Yisrael back to Klal Yisrael, and every single Yid complete by Yovel Yaakov Sholem. Yaakov, it says, came back complete from the lion's den. You have to deal with Esav and with Lavan, and hopefully every year will come back complete. Tmimos Tehiyena, every year will be complete as the Geula approaches. And certainly as we see now in the world, and as Gedolei Yisrael are saying, that it's imminent, it's at any minute now you have to be ready. And now we're holding in the last week of the Sefirah, and it's right before Shavuos, it's days away. We should be zeichet to hear the shofar of Mashiach, the Yovel, the shofar Gadol, and Kabbalas HaTorah in the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi with all the Taryag mitzvahs we could be Mekayim, together with the Pnimius of all the mitzvahs which Mashiach will reveal. The Torah Chadosh, as the Medrash says, the Torah Chadosh is referring to the hidden part of the Torah which now is concealed, which then will be revealed, the Said, all the Said, this concept of Yibum, which is a Said, as the Chazal call it, And the fact that Machlan and Kilian were able to go into Golis and marry non-Jews, and from there comes Geula, and there comes David, and there comes Boyar, and there comes Mashiach, it's all Dvarim Atikim, these are all Seidus HaTorah, and all this will be revealed, and we should be Zeichet to all of this year, Yemi Hashem, and be Makir, the Shtei HaLechem, and the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone should have a good Yom Tov.
You talk about
inviting
people to the house,
everybody's... I do that.
This morning.
I know that.
The polish of the house is
incredible.